We're going to read together from a Bible. We're going to read from Luke chapter 9, and we're going to begin reading at verse 23, and we'll stop at verse 26. I think I may have said 27, but we'll stop at verse 26 of Luke 9. So this is Luke 9, beginning to read at verse 23. Then he said to all of them, to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." Amen. I may steal one of the, borrow one of these. We don't steal, especially not in church. And let me tell you this morning what we are going to do. This morning, it's no small thing what we're going to do. We're going to finish a series that we've been looking at for the last 5-6 weeks. We're also going to explain a bit more about this word hope. We're also going to explain the words of Jesus that we've just read. And also, we're going to think about these two chairs, and we're going to do all that before those pasties I can smell that is wafting up, before they go cold. Now, these two chairs represent for us two different ways of life. Okay, that's what these two chairs represent for us. What do you do when you're looking for a chair? Now, you may never have looked for a chair before. One of the things that I do is perhaps check the dimensions, so see how big a chair is. Never leave the house without a tape measure if you're trying to buy a chair. Also, perhaps you might look at the colour, and you might also think about how comfortable it is. So what about this first chair? Well, it's great if you're a Liverpool supporter, or an Arsenal supporter, or a Man U supporter. In fact, if you're a Red supporter, this is the chair for you. It looks really comfortable. I mean, look at that. And also, it's quite spacious. It does look like there's plenty of room for you to sit down on that chair and just relax. Now, what does this chair represent for us? What way of life? Well, this chair represents a way of life that is lived by millions and millions of people around the world. This chair represents for us a life of comfort and ease, a life of self-indulgence and self-centeredness, a life of living for me and myself. And of course, who else is going to look after you? So maybe it's not a bad thing. It's a life of just making myself happy, pursuing pleasure, just getting through life, sorting out my problems, the problems of my family, and just living for me and having a great, comfortable time whilst I do it. So that's chair option number one, life option number one. Now, what about this chair? Again, checking out the dimensions. Oh dear, doesn't look a lot of space on there. In fact, doesn't feel too comfy either. Can you imagine sitting on that for a while? Probably create a few problems. Yeah, it doesn't look too stylish, does it? It's not in a nice red colour. So maybe this chair, if I was going to relax for the evening, I don't think I'd get a hot chocolate and jump on this and snuggle up and try and relax in front of a television. This chair looks painful. What does this represent for us? Well, this chair represents the way of life that is lived by some people in this church, and this is a life of not putting myself first. This is a life of self-denial. This is a chair of actually putting somebody else first. In our Bible reading, we read from Luke 9, and in Luke 9 and verse 23, these are the words of Jesus. "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" The Christian life is a life of death to this way of life. It's choosing to live a life that isn't all about me. It's actually about me being not even first, somebody else being first, Jesus and what he wants. That means it's an uncomfortable life. In fact, a very painful life at times. That's what it's like to follow Jesus. It's not easy. You don't do it for luxury. You don't do it for comfort. You don't do it to put myself first. You're denying yourself. You're giving your life to the service of somebody else. Now, I want you to imagine. Imagine you're on that chair because people in this chair laugh at you. And they say, why would you want to stay in that chair? It looks uncomfortable. It doesn't look easy. Why not come onto my chair? It's much more comfortable. It's a much easier life. It's not easy being in that chair. So, decision time, everyone. Which chair, on the evidence that I've told you, are you going to pick? It's a no-brainer, isn't it? Why would you want to sit on this? Why would you, when it's difficult, when it's tough, when it's hard work? Well, let me let you into a secret. There is one thing I do when I walk into any shop. Look at the price tag. And often I walk straight back out and think, this shop isn't for me. So let's look at the price tag. Here we go. Price tag. This is for this chair, the comfortable life. It was from our reading. It says Luke 9, 24b. It says, in fact, it's 24a. I think I've put a B instead of an A. So it says, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. That's the price tag. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. What does that mean? That means if you live your life for comfort and for ease, if you live your life for yourself, the price tag is you will end up losing your life. Isn't it interesting, don't you think? We spend so much time accumulating stuff to try and make our lives comfortable and luxurious, but we fail to think about our own very self, our soul. We fail to think about what's going to happen when we die. We fail to think about what's eternal life going to look like for us. And the price tag of this chair, the price tag of this way of life, is actually losing our soul. If we keep saying no to God throughout our lives and living just for myself, then actually we will get to the end of our lives and we will realize that God says no to us. And for all eternity, we won't enjoy any of the good things of God. What's the price tag on this one? Here we go. Okay, this is Luke 24b. In fact, it's not a price tag. This is a guarantee on this chair. And the guarantee says, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What does that mean? It means even though it might be uncomfortable, even though it might be difficult, even though this life might involve loads of trials, actually I will save my life, which means for all eternity I will enjoy being with God. To put differently, this chair is the chair of no hope. Yeah, it might be comfy for 70, 80, 40, 30, 90 years, but actually it leads to no hope. Nothing. You lose your life. That's the end. But this life, although it's difficult, although it's painful, it's a life of hope. It's a life of certainty. It's a life of something to look forward to, eternal joy. Time to look at our picture. We've been looking at some pictures for the last six weeks when I've been speaking. And these pictures have been explaining for us the Bible and life. And for those listening on the CD or the website, more about that later, here you'll see there is a picture of two people. Above one of them is a small crown, and that represents a life living as myself, as king, self-indulgence, living for myself. This is the comfy chair. Or the second picture has a crown with a J in it above the person, which represents living for Jesus. What does the text say? There are now two ways to live. A decision, two choices, two ways to live. A, comfy chair, our way, reject the rule of God, try to run life our own way, result condemned by God, facing death and judgment. Or option B, the uncomfortable life, denying ourselves. God's new way, submit to Jesus as our ruler, rely on Jesus' death and resurrection, result forgiven by God, given eternal life. Today, each and every one of us has a choice. Which chair are you going to choose? Which way of life are you going to choose? Where's your life heading? Let me make something as clear as I can. The other day, I went shopping, and I was looking for a new T-shirt. And I walked into the shop, and there were probably two T-shirts that I liked. I walked out without either. Decided I just didn't want either. Now imagine you're leaving the house, and someone says to you, it's going to rain, better take your coat. You have a choice. You can either take your coat or not take your coat. If you think, I can't decide, I'm just going to go, you're indecision, you've actually made a choice. You've chosen to leave without your coat. Now this choice that we have before us today is not like walking into the shop and walking out with nothing. It's much more like the coat, the umbrella. If you are deciding not to make a choice, then that is a choice. You stick into your default, which we'll come on to. So, the decision is yours. Which are you going to choose? All of us, by default, are here. That's how we start life. That's how we're living for ourselves, with no hope, ultimately, for all eternity. That's where we're at. That's where all of us start. Now, what are you going to do today? Are you going to stay there if you've not made the decision? Are you going to stay living for yourself, living for luxury, living for self-centeredness, indulgence, just putting yourself first? If you do, this life ultimately is heading to disaster. Or are you going to go for this chair? What does it take to get on here? What does it take to move from this way of life to that way of life, to a life of hope? Is it simply attending church? No. Is it simply praying? No. To go from here to here is to admit or to acknowledge that that way of life was wrong. It's to say that I've got it wrong living for myself. My way is not right. I need to now live for God. Now it's interesting, there are so many gospel promises that tell us that for all eternity we will spend just time with God forever, and it'll be such a great event. But all those gospel promises also come with gospel conditions. See, Jesus said, if anyone wants to come after me, receive hope, then he's got to deny himself. He's got to turn from that way of life, admit it's wrong. Admit that living for myself isn't right, and begin to live for God and put in him first. Now, if you're not a believer today and you've never put your faith in God, that means simply saying you were wrong and starting to live for him, then today you have a great opportunity. You have an opportunity to simply say in your heart, Father, I've got it wrong. God, I've got it wrong. Please forgive me and help me to live for Jesus. If you're already on this chair or claim to be and you're a Christian, be very careful of doing this. See what I'm doing? Yeah, I'm pretending to be a Christian, but I want the comfort of this life. It doesn't work. It's ridiculous. Trying to live like this when you're supposed to be over here. You can only be on one path. And the decision is yours. We either deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus, leading to hope, intellectually, in my mind saying, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but not denying myself. I'm sorry, friends, but that means we're still over here. Unless it's making a difference, there is no difference in your life. You've not actually asked Jesus to be your saviour. Now, them pies still smell good, so we've not gone cold. And I think we've done it. I think we've made it. We've looked at the pictures. We've explained the chairs. And we've seen something else about this word hope. Now, it's down to you. It's down to you to think and decide. I don't think I can make that any clearer. There's no third chair notice. You're all on one of them. And today, I would urge you, I would plead with you, although this life is easy now, living for yourself, ultimately it's disastrous. Please, please, please think seriously about the things we've been discussing this morning. And you'll see, even though that's a difficult life, it is the only one that has a future and a hope. Afterwards, downstairs, there will be a table, and on it will be some of these which talk about what I've been trying to explain. And if something's been said that you, if you're not a believer and you want to know more, please pick up one of those and read it, or please come and talk with me, and I'll be very willing and happy to talk more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. We're going to sing our next song.